Timeless in the Morning senior military affairs analyst General George S. Patton Jr. addresses the question, what next, Iraq?
Answer, who the hell cares, Iraq? Good morning, people. I will be brief, since the solution to the continuing difficulty in Iraq requires neither time nor lengthy explanation. Fact of the matter is, the solution to the Iraqi dilemma, in the view of this old soldier, pretty much suggested itself on the front pages of the newspapers the other day. Item, Gallup poll, USA Today, front page, and I quote, only a third of the Iraqi people now believe that the American-led occupation of their country is doing more good than harm. Can you see the solution implicit in that statement? Yes, Private.
Sir, the private notes of this government, along with the coalition of the unwilling, has uprooted a murderous tyrant for those people and sought to put their nation back together at a cost of untold billions of dollars and hundreds of young American lives. And the thanks we get is they're giving us the finger when, that is, they're not using it for purposes of a certain act of personal hygiene.
Quite correct, Private. And the solution that these ingrates' attitudes suggest?
The private would advocate sending them flowers, sir.
Flowers, Private?
Daisy cutters, sir. Where the daisy goes, nothing grows.
Affirmative, Private. The by God BLU-82B.
Yep.
Why, would you look at that? We've found the WMDs. They're in your rancid turban, Ahmed. 15,000 pounds of Fallujah blasting fireworks, courtesy of us. Infidels.
Yeah.
You want another reason to hate us? There you go, you backward, insolent, subnormal, mooching bunch of flying carpet bags.
Yeah.
That is the answer to our Baghdad dilemma, boys. The BLU-82B obliterates anything and everything within a 600-yard radius. Drop enough of them, and pretty damn fast, problem solved. Here's your bumper sticker. Worried about Iraq becoming a hotbed of terrorism? Burn the mattress! Thank you for your attention. That is all.
Iraq.